Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 92, verses 1 to 3. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. Throughout the Psalms, we are continually reminded how good it is to worship God. In Psalm 84, the psalmist says that he'd rather spend a single day in the presence of God than 1,000 anywhere else. Our verses today remind us of the importance of worshiping God throughout the day. Worship needs to be woven into the fabric of our life. It isn't something that we can do occasionally or half-heartedly. It needs to claim the best of our energy and attention. Worship is of such huge importance because absolutely every aspect of life needs to be affected by it. The thought of worship being confined to a couple of hours in church once a week is completely foreign to the Bible. When we worship, we declare the greatness of God and seek to bring our lives into line with His will. One of the most comprehensive definitions of worship was provided by William Temple. He was Archbishop of Canterbury during the Second World War. He wrote this: "To worship is to quicken the conscience by the holiness of God, to feed the mind with the truth of God, to purge the imagination by the beauty of God, to open the heart to the love of God, to devote the will to the purpose of God." Those challenging words demand very careful reflection, because all too easily what we do in church can be cheapened. Whatever style of worship we're used to, it's so easy for it to become a performance which we judge by our own particular musical preferences. Although worship needs to be focused entirely on God, it's very easy for us to focus on the people who lead us and our reactions to their gifts and idiosyncrasies. True worship of the living God brings us to life in a way that nothing else can, so we need to make sure that it becomes increasingly central to our lives, however busy we happen to be. So I encourage you to give yourself a few minutes to think this through. How central is worship in your life? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we ask you in the power of your Holy Spirit to give us a constantly renewed desire to worship you with all of our hearts. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.